This next one was at the radio studio, WCCD. You remember that night?
Oh, yeah.
That was our last night broadcasting.
Very emotional talk.
Well, I had really something on my heart, and I got to say, there was even some of those at the table with me that night were uncomfortable with what I was saying, and I could feel it. You know, in fact, one of the individuals pushed the chair back and just kind of like
gave you the look, huh?
Yeah, I want out of this. But I had to say it.
Kelly and I, though, we were listening in the little waiting area, and we were in tears.
With all this confusion, what would happen if Jesus Christ returned to a church today? Do you guys remember what he told the religious leaders of his day? And this was a stunning thing to tell them. He said that you are doing what you hear from your father. They said, well, our father's Abraham. He answered to them, if you are children of Abraham, did you ever do the works of Abraham? Yet now you are seeking to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth, which I hear from God. This Abraham didn't do. You're of your father, the adversary. Jesus Christ said that to the priest. They said, are we not saying that you have a demon? The fur was flying. The religious leaders hated Jesus Christ for calling their work demonic. They could not believe anyone could possibly say that of them. They were the people. They were the leaders of the only religion on earth at that time that was looking for Messiah. That was the religion. But their work was satanic. Isn't that weird? It's more than weird. For all their robes and their perfume and their polished floors and prayers, their work was demonic. And he told them, you don't realize, I don't think, what a shock this was to tell the religious elite that their work was demonic. And their only recourse was to turn it on him and say, no, you have a demon. They told the Son of God that he had a demon. And listen, in religion, more than anything else, history repeats itself. Today, it's the Christian religion that is demon-inspired. The system. Were Jesus Christ to anonymously come back today and to teach of his accomplishments, I guarantee you that this religion, just like Judaism that preceded it, would give him the right foot of fellowship. Here it goes. Here he comes. He's coming in jeans. He's got a t-shirt, a pair of Reeboks. Nobody knows who this guy is. He comes into the building. You are doing what you hear from your father, he would say. They would say, our father is God. Our savior is Jesus. He would say, if you are children of Jesus, then why don't you honor him with your teachings? He came to save sinners. Yet you teach that millions of the very ones he came to save will not be saved because of their sin. John the Baptist said that the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Yet you say that sin is going to keep millions eternally separated from God. How can this be? If Jesus took away sin, salvation is of Jesus. Yet you teach that a man saves himself by his willingness to believe in Jesus. Thus, you are making salvation a thing of human willingness rather than of God. In your hearts, you condemn others for not being as wise as you, for not making it. Outwardly, you claim no credit for going to heaven. You say, we cannot boast. Yet of those whom you consign to hell, you think it's their own fault. Answer me, if it's their fault for going to hell, how is it not your credit for going to heaven? Boasting is of the heart. You are careful to keep the boasting from your lips, but your heart is full of it. You are whitewashed tombs. Outside you appear white and clean and humble, but inside you are distended with pride. Yet you are blind to it. You are blind to how the world sees you. You are blind to how even the world sees through you. In this, the world is wiser than you. In your blindness, you determine to make the world as blind as you. Then you call it evangelism. You travel the world to make a convert. When you have converted him, you make him twice a son of falsehood as yourself. Your gospel is more ghastly and cruel than anything he has ever heard or imagined. Before you came, he knew a measure of peace. After you have enlightened him, he has more fear than before. Now he's dangled over the precipice of hell, which you twist scripture to make a place of eternal torment, a thing it is not and never was. You do not read scripture rightly. You have not entered God's mind. You twist God's word to make it say what you want it to say. You claim to love God's word, yet you refuse to look closely and carefully at it. You teach what is passed on to you, teaching as truth the traditions of men. You do not ask God what is truth or come to his word to search it out. You are led by the blind. The blind seek truth for you. Through your work, it is Satan who has gained a convert, not God. Everywhere and at every opportunity, you unwittingly teach the opposite of truth. Yet because you affix your works with Christ's name, you think you are justified in all you do. You put the cross on your buildings, thinking you are esteeming Christ. Is Christ moved by your polished icons? Have your gleaming crosses brought the world to God? No, because countless have been tortured beneath your crosses. Not even the inquisitors could torture eternally. Yet you manage to accomplish this with your doctrines of demons. Fear, dread, and the threat of punishment are the essence of your gospel. Yet you disguise this with your festivals, your invitations to worship, your choirs, your shows of happiness. Your gospel is of Satan, yet you disguise it in the garb of Christ. You yourselves loathe to teach what you claim to believe. You are ashamed of your own beliefs. For every one of your converts, you repel 10,000 honest seekers. The world spots your hypocrisy and they run from it, yet you cannot see it. I say to you, tear down your icons and esteem Christ in your teachings. Then the whole world would be drawn to God. If you were truly children of the cross, you would esteem the accomplishment of the cross, which is the abolition of death. Yet this you do not do. You are enemies of the very thing you claim to uphold, teaching as truth the lie that death, for those not of your religion, is eternal. Rouse from your sleep. What is the cross to you? What did it accomplish? Your doctrines nullify the work of the cross. Your gospel is the cross alone cannot save. It is a man's cooperation with the cross that saves. Thus, you make salvation dependent on human cooperation rather than Christ. Yours is a religion of the survival of the most cooperative. Yet you engrave on your plaques, salvation is by grace alone. Are you not hypocrites? Where is the grace in believe or be damned? And wouldn't they reply to him, are we not saying that you have a demon?